Just feel that beat singing.
This is the Big Drive Home Podcast with Chris and Scott. Here's some of our favourite moments of the week. Chris and Scott's top three.
This is an interesting story that Tom found today. It's about a nursing home that's had to apologise to everybody, really, following a peculiar extracurricular activity that they had arranged for their residents. The veterans' home in Taiwan had enlisted the services of an adult entertainer to put on a show for the seniors.
Yeah? What?
It's an adult entertainer. It's come in and started off in clothes and ended up wearing less clothes. That type of adult entertainer.
Like the right.
So the nursing home has explained their choice to hire this adult entertainer for the residents. It was to celebrate Mid-Autumn Festival, which is also known as the Moon Festival. It's a traditional festival, celebrated in Chinese culture, which celebrates the wheat and rice harvest of the season. I still don't understand why that would mean.
That doesn't tie into stripper, does it?
That's like they've basically argued it. They've basically gone, no, it's the Mid-Autumn Festival. And you're like, right, what's that? Moon and that and the rice and the wheat. Yeah. Why is she not wearing any clothes?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense.
So it went viral. Somebody filmed it. The state-run facility for retired army personnel came under fire and subsequently released an apologetic statement on the matter. The spokesman for the facility also said the certain moves from the dancer were too enthusiastic and fiery. And they would need to be more cautious when planning future events.
Well, I mean, so we're looking for a perfect song that matches that. And I've got a couple of good ideas.
I've got one in my head straight away.
I've got Too Late to Apologise.
Yeah.
And I've got Think I'd Have a Heart Attack.
Yeah.
From
somebody.
Someone.
Yeah. I've got one in my head. And I think have you got one in your head?
Yeah.
Is it the one I've got in my head?
Might be. Why don't you say it after three?
What, the title or the artist? The title. After three. Oh. One, two, three. We don't have to take her clothes off.
You didn't say, but why didn't you say it? What's wrong with you?
Jermaine Stewart.
I didn't know whether we were saying the artist or the person.
Right, okay, let me tell you what just happened on the radio, right? I said, say it after three. He said, artist or title. He said, let's go with the title. Then he said, one, two, three. He said the title of the song. You said nothing and just had a confused look.
What was yours?
I was going to go Strip That Down by Liam Payne.
It's a great song. It's a great choice of song. Yeah. I think We Don't Have to Take Our Clothes Off from Jermaine Stewart might work.
It does work. There's lots. This is a good one.
We could get better on the tech.
Top three.
Right, top three is on. And the story was about this nursing home that's apologised following a particular extracurricular activity that they arranged for the residents. Sewing, you say? No, it wasn't sewing. A musical turning up to perform some of their favourite music. No.
That bingo?
It wasn't bingo either. It was an adult entertainer to do some dancing with a pole in this nursing home. They've apologised. They realised they took it too far. They were celebrating the Mid-Autumn Festival, which is otherwise known as the Moon Festival. Traditional festival celebrated in Chinese culture where people celebrate the wheat and the rice harvests. Obviously, still don't get the connection between that and hiring a stripper.
Arthur, 85, started getting £20 notes out. He all got a little bit mental.
Oh, did anyone go with Rain on Me? That would have been a great make it rain. That would have been good. We didn't go with that. We did get some great suggestions though, and you all joined in today. Thank you very much. Just missing out. Private Dancer, Tina Turner, says Darren. Good shout.
Very good.
There was Hannah in Lee going for this tune. Clever.
Very good.
Number two, thank you to Paul. Also, Tom suggested this as well from Liam Payne. You know I love it when the
music stops, but come and strip that down for me, baby.
Number one, Barbara, what are you going with?
Hey guys, great show as always. You make me laugh constantly.
Stop it, Barbara.
So, for today's choice, it can only be Jermaine Stewart. We don't have to take our clothes off. Anyway, take care.
It's a pleasure, Barbara. Thank you very much for getting in touch. And absolutely the correct answer.
It's a good song.
And it's probably in a nursing home the only place where anyone drinks cherry wine, I'd imagine. Yeah. I don't know anywhere else they sell that. So
Let the beat drop. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. This is Radio Essex.
Something I wanted to ask you. Now, I was chatting to somebody last night on the phone, and it was like not a call centre, but no, it was not a friend. It wasn't a friend conversation. It was a conversation with somebody. I didn't know this person.
Oh, okay. Which
is hence why I'm going to talk about them. But the question I've got for you first is, have you got a word that you use sometimes to make yourself sound a little bit smarter?
Yeah, loads. I've got a few.
Okay, we'll come to that. But they're words that you wouldn't really use in day-to-day life, but you use it in a situation where you go, yeah, I'm going to sound a bit smarter now. I'm going to drop this word into the conversation. And then people go, it's a big word. I've done it before.
Like Russell Brand says so many of them because he's so articulate. So I've just done it then.
Articulate is a big word.
He's so clever. He's a wordsmith. He's very clever with it. What you need to do, though, is when you're doing a word, is make sure you say it in the right context.
Yeah, make sure you say it in the right context. Make sure you say it correctly. Make sure you pronounce it properly.
Yeah.
And I used to do this a long time ago with a word. I still don't know whether I pronounce correctly, but it was a word called draconian. That is how you pronounce it, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
So I used to use that word every now and again, just drop into a conversation, go, yeah, well, you know, the way the government handles stuff like that is so draconian. And people are going, ooh, look at you, draconian.
So are you using that in the right context?
Yes. That is the right context. It's sort of old fashioned. It's old fashioned.
Oh, no, so. I'm just playing devil's advocate.
But that was my go-to word. Probably heard it on LBC.
Yeah.
Googled it. When that's going to make me sound intelligent on the radio. Here's Ollie Murs. It's quite draconian. It's Radio Essex. But if you do it like that, people go, right, he obviously doesn't know what that word means.
Yeah.
So I was on the phone last night. I was talking to a guy. It was like it was sort of a call centre. I was getting some, and he used this word, perfunctory.
Perfunctory?
Perfunctory. But he used it three times in the same conversation, which to me meant, right, he's on purposely dropping that word into the conversation to make himself sound a little bit smarter than he actually is.
Yeah.
Because believe me, he wasn't smart enough to be throwing words around like perfunctory. I didn't know what it meant. I'm not pretending I knew what it meant. I've Googled it afterwards. It's like an action carried out with any real interest or feeling or effort. So if I was interviewing you and you were eight interviews into your day
I was now feeling quite perfunctory.
Well, you're answering the questions in a perfunctory way. I'm like, so where did you get the name Five? It's just five of us, and so we call it five.
Yeah.
So I want to know what word, and I think everyone does this. So I want to know what word you use to. You can be anonymous, just so you don't, you know, ruin it for everybody.
Or don't be anonymous and let us laugh.
Let us know and put your word into a text. So add your word into a text so it's contextualised. Yeah. There's another one.
Contextualised.
Just drop that one in.
Brilliant.
There. That's a free one. You can have that. What word do you use? What word do you use for just to make yourself sound a little bit smart? 81400, put the word Essex in the front of your message. You can use the app if you want to call us in an old draconian type way, you can.
Do you know what? Do you know what people are going to do?
What?
Well, because it's Essex. People are going to say, no, don't put words in. I just put a TH in there. when I say toothbrush.
Do you know what? This is going to make me sound old, right? And I know Tom hates me doing this. But I was watching ITV the other night.
Yeah.
And the continuity guy who goes now on ITV, and he said, and here's a documentary about the new King Charles III. I was like, it's not the third, is it? It's the third. And I know we all do it, but not when your job is to talk.
Well, no, see, I try.
In normal conversation.
When I'm talking on the radio, right, I try, and a lot of people, since I've been doing the radio, say, you speak better on the radio than you do when you're down the pub with us. And I'm like, well, because I'm not going to say, oh, I thought it was really good. I'm going to say I thought, because that's how you're meant to say it.
Yeah.
Things and...
Yeah, and you sing sometimes and you say for instead of for. I've noticed that in some of your songs.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you were the continuity announcer and you were talking about Queen Elizabeth or King Charles III, I don't know, it just takes away from the...
Yeah.
For what you're doing, I think. Maybe I'm being old-fashioned. Am I being old-fashioned?
No, I agree.
Okay.
I agree.
Thanks. Young person agrees over there. Claire in Landon Hills, this is probably my favourite word. that man over there is looking a little discombobulated. That's the best word in the world. Lisa's also come in with discombobulated. Congratulations, both of you, on your spelling as well. I'm not sure what you're talking about. I'm very discombobulated, says Lisa.
Very
good. It's a great word. We're talking about words you use to make yourself sound a little bit more intelligent. After a phone call I had yesterday with somebody on the phone who kept using the same word over and over again, I was thinking, he's just learned that word off of a website and he's just chucking it into the conversation to make himself sound more intelligent.
Everyone does it.
Most of Essex, according to the text, Donna on Canvey, I told my daughter the other day she was obstropolis. She was impressed.
So I'm guessing, I might be wrong, obstropolis.
Can we Google that? Can we get a definition?
Would that be like a little bit like...
I'm going with antagonistic.
Yeah. It'd be frustrating, annoying.
What is it?
You guys are quite close, to be fair. Noisy or rough. Resisting restraint or control.
Yeah, no,
that's my kids.
Because we both had daughters.
Yeah, that's my kids. Yeah. So I can say that to Bobby and Kayla. You're very obstropolous.
Do it. Jane in Billericay. This is good. Jane in Billericay says, I keep my mouth shut when I want to sound more intelligent.
Very, very good.
Hollywood says, I love the word confuzzled. That's a great word.
Confuzzled. I'm feeling quite confuzzled.
Because we know what it means. If somebody said that to you, go, well, I know what that means.
Yeah, and I want to give you a round of applause, Chris, for not saying the word
underneath as she wrote down. Cluster. I'm not going to mention full word, but it's a good long word. Thank you, Holly. Looking at the words you've come up with to make yourself sound more intelligent. James and Hadley, most people pronounce this word incorrectly when reading it, but everyone knows what it means. I know, I'm just going to pronounce it wrong, aren't I? You've just set me up already. I'm going to go with epitome.
No.
Oh. Epitome.
No.
Epitome.
No.
Epitome.
Close.
Epitome.
No. You were closer with the other one. Think of like an actual word, though.
Epitome.
No.
Epitome.
Close. Epitome.
Oh, it just doesn't look like that's how you write it.
Yeah.
Oh, because I know the word epitome.
I know the word epitome.
Yeah.
It is the epitome of something.
Is that how it's spelled? Epitome. Oh, it literally is spelled as it sounds.
James from Hadley, like you've listened to this show a lot. You're a long-time listener. You know that Chris and myself are dyslexic, and you come in with...
To be fair, though, that is literally written as epitome. It's written phonetically, it's another word. It's written phonetically.
It is?
Yeah.
Epitome. I just never knew that that's what the word looked like.
No.
That's weird.
Maria in Malden, I heard this word earlier from way back, old TV programme I was watching, and I'm waiting to use it, and it's the word probably the word that's come up most today, discombobulated.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like the word personally.
I love it. It's one of my favourite words. Discombobulated. I love it. I think it's such a beautiful word. I just feel so discombobulated.
It flows well.
But you'd never say it, would you? So you'll be out on a night out and you go, oh, I feel quite discombobulated. You don't. You say, I feel quite... No.
Discombobulated.
Yeah.
Thank you very much for all of your words on there. Julie as well, thank you for yours. We've got... we'll probably leave that now. I think we've learnt enough big words now.
Yeah, I think... Oh, I was trying to think of a big word to end it with.
Go on.
I can't think of anything. No, I've got nothing.
Nothing? You got any big words you can end with?
Menagerie.
Excellent.
Menagerie.
Nicki Menagerie coming up after Mimi Webb. Come home
with me. Right about now. The Big Drive Home. Woo! Let's get into it. With Chris and Scott. Let's go. Come home with me. This is Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott on The Big Drive Home as we return back to some kind of normality. Title fight coming up in just a second. Obviously, everything's still going on in London and every day something different happens. But what I noticed today, I thought this was a beautiful, beautiful story. I think there's been a lot of beautiful stories out of this really sad time. Today, Buckingham Palace, to all the people outside, they're making the marmalade sandwiches and taking them out to the public while they're waiting outside. Isn't that a beautiful thing?
It's a lot of marmalade.
It's a lot of marmalade. Yeah. I think the Queen likes marmalade. They've probably got loads of it. It's got the Queen's symbol on the marmalade as well, I think.
Does it?
Yeah.
Wow.
I read as well today in other interesting things that have to change now. We talked about stamps and coins and everything. All the royal seal of approvals, like on ketchup or anything that the Queen liked, they have to that goes now. They have to get rid of it.
Well, there's a royal seal of approval.
Yeah.
Yeah, this
You're
has been
joking.
Given the royal...
What?
Yeah,
so anything that's
given the royal seal of approval.
By appointment to Her Majesty the Queen.
Really?
And it's a logo. The only example I've got, which is really bad from when I used to smoke, was B&H. Because Princess Margaret used to smoke B&H. So that had the royal seal of approval on the front of it.
Oh, wow.
But so, yeah, I think I'm sure ketchup has
so,
got it.
So if Charles goes, no, I'm not a fan
I
of ketchup.
I don't like ketchup. So they lose their seal of approval.
Oh, they'll be devastated, won't they? They'll be like, yeah, but the Queen liked it. Your mum liked it.
You would have seen it. Google
what?
Royal Seal of Approval.
That's on every ketchup
yes.
thing.
Have you never seen it before?
No, I have. Wow. I never knew that was what that was.
But you see, the only thing I've got confused with...
It even says it, Tom.
And, yeah.
The only thing I'm confused with, and I'm not sure if I've got this right, because I read it, and it might have just been one of those stories, and it was in an American place I read it, so they might not fully understand the whole royal thing.
Yeah.
Isn't it, if it's supplied to Buckingham Palace, it gets the Royal Seal of Approval? Because the Queen didn't smoke.
Wow.
So it's because Princess Margaret smoked that they
listen,
had...
Listen, I've always liked the Queen.
Yeah.
She's just gone up a notch for me. She's got on rum. Some rum.
Yes.
Tom just pointed it. I hope Charles likes that as well.
Well, that's what they're saying. A load of people that have
will
to
either lose it or gain it.
Or gain it. Or gain it.
They're going to gain it.
They could gain it.
So
as well.
if it's not on Daddy's.
Yeah, exactly.
And there it could be.
Yeah. We'll find out. We live and learn.
It's on cheese.
Yeah.
They have the Royal Seal of Approval on Andrex toilet paper.
There you go.
Wow.
But, you know, if he doesn't like Andrex.
Yeah, then I think it is stuff that's supplied to Buckingham Palace. So for the cigarettes, it was obviously that the princess that lived there had them supplied to her. So that was why they got the Royal Seal of Approval. Yeah, it's incredible.
Oh, wow.
It's pretty cool. So
I never knew that.
We haven't got one on the show just yet. But, you know, Prince Charles might be a fan, the king. If not now, I've called him Prince Charles, he won't be. King Charles III is probably a fan.
King Charles III.
Probably a fan. No, I think it's that story was
tea,
that was the best story I read today. Making marmalade sandwiches for the people standing outside Buckingham Palace is beautiful.
It is. It's a very beautiful nice story. Touch. Isn't
I like
it?
I'm glad I found you.
You're the one. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
There's no place I'd rather be.
On Radio Essex. Chris and Scott's top three.
And our top three is a story we found, and we think this could be a good story for you to come up with a song suggestion to relay the story.
Okay.
So this is the story today. A woman has claimed that a frozen lump of toilet waste has been dropped out of a plane and ripped through her roof of her mother's house. Oh. So they woke up to the crashing sound, saw a hole in the ceiling. Blue ice is what it's called because of the colour of the disinfectant in aeroplanes, so they call it blue ice. Has been known to hit houses, but usually melts before impact, causing no damage. This one didn't.
Oh, no.
Basically, a frozen lump of toilet waste dropped through their house, smashing through her mum's roof. In the middle of the night. And it was blue, if that helps you coming up with a song suggestion.
Oh, this is brilliant.
So that's the story. It sounds horrific. I did always think, because that's what happens when you flush the toilet. They do dump it normally over the sea, though. I don't think they normally do it over housing estates.
Yeah, because it is bad, isn't it? Because I always thought that when you flushed, it didn't go straight out. It, you know.
Yeah, I think they hold it. And I'm sure over sea or something like that, it would make more sense.
Yeah.
But it would normally, and it's all ice together because it's obviously in the sky. So because of the height or whatever, everything ices up. So then they drop it, but it would normally kind of de-ice.
Oh.
But it didn't. It just went straight through the house.
No.
So we'll have song suggestions on that story, please. We're talking about this story for the top three. We're looking for song suggestions on the story that a woman has claimed that a frozen lump of toilet waste has been dropped from a plane and ripped through the roof of her mother's house.
It's unfortunate.
So it's known as blue ice. Apparently, that's the colour of the disinfectant used in aeroplanes. And sometimes it comes out, it drops, and it's just a frozen...
bit of paper.
Paper. Lucy, who used to work on planes, she says, the amount of time I've been asked where the toilet goes once it's flushed, she'd have £1 million if...
She would have a lot of money now.
Here's a little information, she says, that people don't know. Planes have A-valve openings in the bottom of the bowl, exposing the contents to a pneumatic vacuum. That's the noise we hear. Which always scares me, even when I was a child, but even now, I'm like, can I get sucked down through
And
that?
You know you've pressed it, so you should should know it's coming.
But it never. It's not an instant thing. You press it, and then it.
It's like this radio station.
It is. It's like one of the buttons here. You press it, and about whenever it wants, it goes. Well, now and it does that, and that's exactly the same thing. And normally, you press it and think, "I'm psyched up for this." And then you just go to wash your hands and it goes, and you go, and every single time that happens. Anyway, that sucks the load down to the plane's sewer line into a 200-gallon holding tank.
200-gallon
holding tank.
That's a lot of waste.
And the crew on the ground use a vacuum to empty it.
Oh.
Probably a Henry, I'd imagine. You'd have to use something good for that. Have to
Henry, come on. No.
And it doesn't go into the sea or anything like that. Okay. But so it goes into the little Hoover thing, which that's somebody's job.
No, that's, the guy that does that job, when they go, what do you do again, Gal? He goes, I work on planes.
I fly the
plane.
He
doesn't say anything.
I fly the plane.
I just hoover the plane.
Love you guys on Radio Essex. Keep up as always. Got you playing on every day. Thank you, Lucy. Thank you very much for the information as well. So whatever happened with this one, it was...
Didn't work.
It didn't work. It fell out the toilet and it fell onto this house and broke the roof.
Chris and Scott's top three.
Top three story today was the rather horrific story that a woman has claimed that a frozen lump of toilet waste has been dropped from a plane and ripped through the roof of her mother's house.
It's a nasty
story, but one that gave us some good songs as well. So thank you very much for all your suggestions. Hello to Washing Machine Mark. Hello to Barbara, the original Ben in there as well. Aretha, Lucy, obviously, with your play knowledge. Angie went for Lenny Kravitz, Fly Away. Macklemore can't hold us because the actual song says Ceiling can't hold us now.
Yeah.
That works. Mr. Blue Sky says Aretha from ELO. These are the songs we went with today at number three. Because it is, of course...
It's Flying Without Wings. It is Flying Without Wings.
Beautifully put. Westlife at three at number two.
Because it is free falling, isn't it? Perfect. Through the roof of a house.
And at number one.
Chris and Scott's top three.
This is clever. Steve, what up? Drop it like it's hot. Snoop Dogg.
Let's go! This is Radio Essex. Every Sunday's got me moving to the beat. The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott.
Britney Spears has fired up her original feud with Christina Aguilera. He's probably sitting there going, is this still happening?
Why fire that up again?
Don't know. I just read about it today. She attacked her vocally or something again.
Who, and then, Britney Spears attacked Christina Aguilera?
I wasn't there.
Vocals.
I wasn't there. I just read it today and I was thinking, why would you do that again? Because surely that was the thing they did it when they were just sort of coming through and it's like, oh, yeah, it's the kids and that. But now Christina Aguilera's probably sitting home with all her kids and husband sitting there going, having a little latte going, she said what?
That'd be like me starting a feud up with
E17.
E17 on Westlife. Oh, get out of our dressing room.
We should do that. I mean, we should start. We should get Scott some beef with E17.
Mate, oh, they're my mate.
Just tweet something random.
What? Just be like, slam dunk the funk.
Yeah. All over, you'd just stay another day.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great idea, isn't it?
Yeah, go away, Tell. Go away, Terry.
Yeah.
You're rubbish.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea.
Keep
Let's start
moving out of here.
Wow. I got the feeling that you're not very good.
When your lights go out, son.
Yeah.
Something like that.
Yeah, that sort of thing.
Little bit of beef.
We're on the radio.
With these 17. Get it in the sun. Ring Piers or whoever. No, you can't do that.
Let's start a feud with Blue instead.
Yes.
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Minute by minute, hour by hour. Yo, DJ, drop that. Radio Essex.
You saw something on the internet today that you wanted to share with the rest of the class, Scott.
I did. Yes.
I think this is incredible. Somebody had said that if you slowed down Nicki Minaj while she's singing... So then, you pitched her down so she sort of shrinks slowly like that. Yeah.
Really good, Chris.
No, because it sounded like I meant if you went to her, slow down. I mean you actually physically slow down the vocal.
So you like tune it down if you like.
Yeah.
Then it will sound like Jay-Z. And I was like, But I've got someone that could do this.
But people are actually saying it is not. It sounds like Jay-Z. People
They're
are saying
it is Jay-Z.
Jay-Z's being found out.
Yeah.
By pitching up his voice to sound like Nicki.
So they were kind of trying to make out that Nicki Minaj was not really a rapper.
It's just a Jay-Z thing.
But it's not true. But it does sound very. So I got Joe.
Yeah. One of the producers here.
To do exactly that. And then I thought it'd be quite funny to do it the other way around as well. So.
Okay. So this is Nicki Minaj. Which one's which? The one that says Nicki Minaj. This is Nicki Minaj pitched down to sound like Jay-Z. Let's just see if this is possibly Jay-Z singing Super Bass.
This one is for the boys in the powwows. Entrepreneurs again in the mowgows. Yeah.
There's a little bit there.
I like I'm better when he's out loud. When I think I like I'm better with the fitted cap on. He ain't even got to try to put
little bit
on. He just got to give me that look. When he give me that look.
That
he's
bit.
Getting more.
Excuse me. You're a hell of a guy. You know I really got a thing for American
wow.
guys. I mean, sorry. Eyes.
There's parts of it that sound
that
very,
sounds
very much
very
like,
similar yeah. to Jay-Z.
It does.
So if you then
get
did
Jay-Z
it the other
and
way
pitch
around,
him up.
So would Jay-Z pitched up sound like Nicki Minaj?
Let's find out. Quite a lot.
Wow. Yeah.
Yeah, it's clever, isn't it?
Just caught out. I still think she sounds like the Bartman.
What you gonna do when you don't stop when you play hit music?
The Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott on Radio Essex.
I saw this story today, and I'm going to ask you, Scott, because you are a tattoo lover, as is producer Tom. You're all tattooed up.
Yeah,
we got lots of tattoos.
I've got
us.
No tattoos.
We're going to change that.
Yeah.
Right here, right now.
That's not what we're doing. But if you, and I'm asking you this, if you had to have a tattoo, or maybe you've already got a tattoo, Essex, to celebrate something, what would your tattoo be? Because I know Lewis Capaldi has just done this. He's had a new arm tattoo, and it features the barcode from the new album, Divinely Uninspired to a Hellish Extent, which is the name of the album. He's had the barcode of that album tattooed on his arm in celebration how well the album's done. I think that's really cool.
That's really cool. That's a great tattoo.
Yeah.
So I've always said with tattoos, when you're younger, you have a tattoo, you don't really think about it. That's the wrong choice. What you should always do is, especially when you're talking about on the radio, is you should encourage people to actually have an actual idea, not rush it. Like my sister's just had her first tattoo. She's, I'm going to say her age wrong. She listens. I'm going to say...
22, 23?
No, I'm going to say she's 48.
Okay, let's go with that.
I think my sister's 48. Okay. I'm going to get a text.
What did you say your dad was that time? Do you remember?
I said he was 75. He's not even 71 yet.
He just turned 70.
Yeah,
we'd only just been to his 70th birthday a couple of weeks before.
I'd had a few beers. I can remember. You should always think about it. So I phoned my sister and said, what about placement? What about this? What about that? Because it's very important. It's going to be on you forever.
Mm.
So when I was 18, definitely 18 when I had my first tattoo, legal 18.
Mm.
When you're 18 and you have your first tattoo, you might not be thinking about it because you're 18. And you can't even make beans on toast yet.
It might just say Malaga.
It might just say U-R Malia. That's not one of my son's tattoos that he's got. It's not. It's not. You might just not think about it. What you do in later life is you actually, like Tom, even though he's still quite young, he's got all of his tattoos, actually, they look cool, they mean something to him. And I think it's very important. So this tattoo that that you said
Lewis Capaldi's
got, that's brilliant. There's a tattoo that I'm getting soon, which is probably going to be my favourite tattoo. So I'm going to get my kids to, say, love you, Dad. And then I'm going to use the sound wave of that tattoo as a tattoo. The sound wave of that audio to have that.
Yeah.
So people go, what's that little bit of scribble on your arm? I go, that's my kids telling me they love me.
Oh, that's lovely, isn't it? That's nice.
That's really nice.
I've got a key ring with a sound wave of my first dance.
Get it tattooed on your forehead.
On my forehead.
Just
would that
to
look
show
good?
Your yeah, no.
Would it look good?
Yes. One, it'd look amazing.
Yeah.
Two,
yeah.
You are showing Karen. I tell you what, I love you. I've got it on my forehead.
But you're not just saying that. That would look good, would it? On
it
me?
Would look amazing. And you trust me because we're best friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, we are the bestest of friends.
Yeah.
You wouldn't tell me that and I'd look stupid.
Why would I make my friend look stupid?
I would like to know, Essex, if you had to have a tattoo and you were celebrating something, what would your tattoo be? I like the barcode. I think that works really well with Lewis Capaldi. Do you reckon you could scan it? He'd be able to scan it, wouldn't he?
Yeah, no, there is an app thing, like a QR code type thing, where you can scan. So I could scan my arm and it would say, love you, Dad.
Lewis Capaldi then, talking about his new tattoo, celebrating his debut album, and it breaks records everywhere around the world. So in honour of that, he's had the barcode tattooed from his debut album onto his arm. That's there now. So every time he looks at it, he goes, oh, it was a great album.
Which I think is a brilliant idea. I'm going to now take a little moment.
Yeah, go on. So,
Big Pete the Trucker from Wakering.
Yeah.
We don't always see eye to eye, me and Pete.
No, you don't ever see eye to eye.
No. He likes sort of like winding me up a little bit, which I like. I like it. It's endearing. I love him now. I love him. I want to be his, shut your ears, Chris. I want to be his best friend.
Okay.
Because he has sent a picture. We're doing the Peep Show again. He has sent a picture of his tattoo celebrating his love for rum. I think boy band might like this. He calls me boy band, which is brilliant because you call me boy band, right? So he has got a picture, well, he's got a tattoo on his leg.
Yeah, I was going to say leg or arm.
No, right, it's not his arm. He's not. He might be a trucker, but if that's his arm,
it's a big
I'm
arm.
Never going to upset. No, because that looks like a shoe at the bottom.
That's his calf, isn't it? That's his calf.
Yeah. So it'd be a big arm. He has got a tattoo of the octopus, and I know it well. The octopus that he's got is the octopus from the Kraken bottle.
Yeah.
And he's got the actual pirate
in colour.
In colour.
Yeah.
From Captain Morgan's.
Incredible.
I mean, this is all that I need from you now is on the other side, have a Bacardi Spice and Dead Man's Fingers, and you are a legend.
I would like to know if you were celebrating something, and it could be something to do with your wedding, it could be something to do with celebrating a promotion at work or whatever it is. You don't have to obviously have the tattoo, but if you had to have a tattoo of what you were celebrating, what would your tattoo be? What would you use? What would be the symbol that you would use as your tattoo?
I like the question. I mean, and with someone, here's a conundrum for you, Chris.
Go on.
Conundrum. See what I did there? As yesterday.
Just made up a new word. But
yeah,
on.
No. I didn't.
You did.
Conundrum.
Conundrum.
I can't say words. But right, I had a tattoo once, right?
Yeah.
And now I've got less tattoos than I started. How's that possible?
Because you had some removed?
No.
You got them covered up?
No.
You've got less tattoos.
I've got less tattoos now.
You joined them up.
Yes.
You joined them up to create one tattoo.
So now I've got two sleeves. Yeah, I had lots of tattoos. I had a tattoo once of my wife on my arm.
Yeah.
And it wasn't, what happened was, it was, this is
a, what do you mean, a picture or the words?
I had a tattoo, no, I had a tattoo of my beautiful wife's face.
Okay.
On my arm. I've got the twins, I've got my two boys, but the problem was, the twins look like the twins, and the boys look like the boys. You can look at my arm and you go, that's Bobby, that's Katie, that's Brennan.
Yeah.
That's Kevin. But the tattoo that I had of Kerry looked like her friend from school. And I got home quite excited. And Kerry said, true story, this, you think it's made up for comedy value on the radio, it's not. So what happened was, I went, look. And she went, that looks like my mate Katie from school, or whatever the name was. That looks like my mate Katie from school. And I went, that's you. And then I looked at it and started to question it.
Can you imagine if Katie come round? You got a tattoo of me on your arm.
Why? We don't even know each other. We don't even know each other. I'm
coming home to the Big Drive Home with Chris and Scott. Radio Essex.
Chris and Scott on the Big Drive Home for Thursday. Whatever you're up to, maybe you're getting ready to head into London. So many people I know queuing. I don't know what the queues are like at the moment to go to see Queen Elizabeth II line in state. And there's an actual live YouTube thing, isn't there?
Yeah.
You can see. I was fascinated by it last night. I was just watching this YouTube, seeing how long the queues were. But you know the three words that you put in to tell you exact location where you are? Is it called, what's it called? Three words, isn't it?
Three words.
Yeah, you get three words which will pinpoint the location you're at.
What?
It's called. I know exactly what you're trying to say.
It's called, isn't it called My Three the Three Words or Three Little Words?
It's not called Three Little Words. You're making things up now.
No, it's.
It's called.
What? Have you never heard of this?
No, what is it?
Three words. Oh.
To describe where you are. So yeah. I'd say microphone.
No.
No.
Microphone. No. No. Tom. It's like.
Microphone. It's like. Jetty. Boy band. Oh, he's at Radio Essex.
No. What is this? Right. It's like a maps type thing. Oh. Where you can literally pinpoint exactly.
It's called What Three Words?
What Three Words? Is it My Three Words? What Three Words? What? So, microphone.
Blue.
Boy band.
Say what you see. What you see. So we are at, if I put in, I think this will work, because I don't know what our three words are. Radio Essex, see if that works. Radio Essex, Western Esplanade, South End. The three words are activism, social, mercy. That would pinpoint you to, like, the square foot I'm in. Not the building, the square footage.
What? How does that work? I don't get it.
Because there's three words that if the police needed to find me, or and I said, well, I don't know where I am, and they said, oh, go and leave with three words out. What is this? How I got activism, social, and mercy. They'd type that into theirs, and they would be able to pinpoint exactly where I am. Why so it's useful words? If you break down on a country lane. If you go to somewhere like Derbyshire, where it's all country lanes, and you're literally in the middle of nowhere, and you break down...
And you go, trees! You go, trees, lorry,
bunny rabbits. They'll be able to pinpoint you. They'll be able to know exactly where you are. So the queue in London are using the My Three Words to tell you where the
what
beginning of the...
What three words?
To tell you where the beginning of the end of the queue is. So you know exactly where to go to join the end of the queue. Because you can't just rock up and go, can I just come straight in? They go, no, there's a queue. And you're like, where's the queue start? Well, it's about 5 miles that way.
So they'd say like...
So they give you the three words. So the three words are there, and then you can type it into your phone and go, right. And it will pinpoint you. It'll take you exactly to the end of the queue. The only thing is, the other day, I think it was yesterday... Whoever was dealing with the website got one word wrong, but it put the queue in California. So when you went on to see how many miles the queue was, it was about 4,500 miles.
That's because Tom had wrote palm trees.
It's time for the Big Drive Home podcast.
We have to get out of here.
With Chris and Scott. Thanks for listening to Radio Essex.
Well, that's it. End communication.